When I grow up, I want to be a fireman, because it's like the coolest job ever. They get to save lives, and who doesn't want to do that?
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect in the immune system that affects millions. Early detection can give children a chance to dream.
Jeffrey Modell Foundation, 25 years of helping children reach for their dreams. Visit us at info4pi.org or call 1-866-INFO4PI.
Fox 1270. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. I wanted to thank Michael Prell one more time and remind you, Under Dogma, to get his book about what's going on over there in Israel and the Middle East. Boy, interesting guest, I thought.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was cool.
So we were talking about the GOP debate earlier. Are there any final thoughts on that before we get to some market stuff?
I think this is the official beginning of the Republican primary. Romney positioned himself as the CEO of America. Bachman's the passionate, fiery, smart, charming lady, I thought. Rasmussen says Romney 33, Bachman 19, and Kaine 10. So, you know, I think it's going to be, like I said before, it's going to be Romney and somebody else. We'll have to see who that somebody else is.
So what about Palin? Or is she out,
she's supposed
think?
To, somebody said that she's supposed to announce within a week, and she tweeted back, you know,
that's
tweeted?
Right.
Tweeted back?
Tweeted.
Tweeted, huh?
Tweet. She said, tweet.
That's news to me, so like she's like saying I'm not going to.
Yeah, so I think she's just rousting.
You know, the three of us have that bet going where I say she's running and you guys that don't think she is.
I don't think she is. I think she's just liking to roust everybody, and I think that's why Michelle Bachman got in.
Put some money on it.
I think she's going to support her.
The window of opportunity is getting smaller for her because Bachman's going to continue on. But Romney looks and passes the presidential test. You know, he looks like a president, like he could do that.
You think
I can't believe you just said that, Steve.
That right?
I mean, I admire you so much.
Oh. But no more, though, huh?
No.
He just, it's frustrating that he keeps winning in the polls. There is nothing conservative about that man.
I was just talking about looks.
It's just, I think that's why he's leading in the polls.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a president to me.
So why don't we just put a mannequin
Abraham
out there and
Lincoln.
Run a mannequin?
He doesn't look like Washington or Abraham Lincoln or any of the, maybe Ronald Reagan.
He can't get in touch with the common person. He's worth perhaps $200 million. He tried to make that comment and get away with it that he's unemployed, and he got harassed about that. Yet when Obama said that there weren't that many shovel-ready jobs, CNN didn't go after him about that, but
yeah,
they went
surprised.
After Romney. Yeah. He is a rhino, a Republican name only. He has flip-flopped on so many issues. First, he was from Utah, and then from Massachusetts. Now he's a moderate. He was a moderate. Now he's kind of a Tea Party guy, the gun control, the amnesty, the gay rights. So he's been a big flip-flopper. It was kind of a nice moment when he said, President Obama, when he was doing health care, ought to give him a call because he could help tell him what
you
did right
what?
And wrong.
I know Obama was just trying to score political points with that comment, but he was absolutely accurate. Romney is Obama as a white man. They're the same person.
Oh, there you go with that white and black
they
stuff
are
again.
Are the
really?
Same person. Oh. There would be no point running Romney, because why wouldn't you just vote for Obama again?
Well, I think we need someone to stop flipping flopping, and that's really kind of a presidential thing anymore. Oh, yeah, if he flips and flops, and yeah, okay, he's presidential. I think that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bachman's a more conservative one. She's really rallied the crowd. She defended the Tea Party. She said the Tea Party is the disaffected Democrats. I had to look up disaffected because I thought that meant Lysol, but apparently that's disinfected.
Disinfected.
Disaffected is we're tired of our leaders and don't want to follow them anymore.
Well, she just doesn't look like Commander-in-Chief.
Okay, Steve.
Maybe it's a hat or something.
Then why is Romney winning those polls? Who's saying they want Romney? I don't know anybody that wants Romney.
Well, everybody that wants a different person anyway. You know who I'd vote for?
Who?
I'll tell you right now. Colin Powell.
Oh, my
That's who
goodness.
I want.
Yeah, but you know,
when he runs,
he kind of jumps ship over to the Democrats.
Yeah.
Side.
Well, do you blame him?
Well, yeah.
I mean, in the boat he was in at the time, I mean. You know, he is conservative. He is conservative. I've seen him speak, and he should come back to the Republicans and run.
Norman Schwarzkopf won that war.
What?
Going all the way back to the first Gulf War.
Yeah, with Colin Powell's interference, running interference for him. All right, well, let's get to the market then. Enough of that. We'll see,
all
because
right.
We're not down to the wire yet on all that we're going to have as far as candidates. So let's get, what happened? What happened in the market this week, Steve?
The market had been down for 6 weeks in a row, as we might recall. Last week it was up slightly, probably on news that there might be some temporary resolution on Greece. And I was reading that on the Wall Street Journal today, that they might fund them till the end of the year. It was a year, it was also the IPO of Pandora. You know, you guys know what Pandora is? Do you follow them?
Yeah, it's the, I have music on Pandora.
Yeah,
Lady J's Pandora.
They haven't made any money, though, so it's interesting. They went on an IPO, LinkedIn came out, Groupon is trying to come out, too. It's almost reminiscent of 2000 when
Facebook.
All these companies that didn't make any money were going public for extraordinary values. And I have a theory that I didn't see any tweets on, but I think it's because they think the market may be near a top and they want to at least go public while they can before the market drops like a rock again, as we've done twice.
Well, good would that do them, though?
Because they could get the price today, get the cash at today's price, and then pocket it or sell their stakes or whatever. You don't want to go public when the market's at a low because you won't get as much for the valuation of your company. So it's just an interesting thought that they might be doing that. In addition now to Greece, one of the rating companies downgraded Italy. And there's just a very big chance that we're going to have some huge problems in Greece. You know, all the riots are because the IMF and the EU are loaning money to Greece, but they're saying, in order for us to do this, you guys got to cut back on advance the retirement ages. You got to cut down on your programs. And the people are just getting insanely irritated about this, but they just have to take the hard medicine.
Kind of like us. I mean, they have pretty similar programs.
We're not quite there yet. Some of the major banks in Europe now have been downgraded because they own so much of the bonds of these countries. And, you know, it's very possible, and I think that's why the market is so concerned about Greece, is that they might have a banking collapse in Europe, as the smaller countries all say, well, Greece defaulted or they're paying 60 cents on the dollar. Why don't we do that too? We can't pay back this debt anyway. And if enough of them do that, the banks will collapse and it'll be another Lehman Brothers thing.
No, there'll be stimulus packages for them
as
well,
right.
You know, right?
Yeah, I'm sure Obama will jump right in with American money.
Yeah, hey.
Well, I heard, you know, when they had that volcano in Iceland or something, Obama wanted to take bunches of money and throw it in the hole just to see if that would fix the volcano.
Creepers. Where does he think this money's coming from?
Print it up.
He promised 80 billion to Greece, didn't he? Or something like that?
Really? I didn't know
he
that.
Doesn't even have the authority to do that. He just, like, throws out a number.
Are you just making that up?
I swear, 2 weeks ago he said $80 billion was what the United States
in bonds?
Well, that's not like that's real money or anything.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Not right now anymore. They use the euro over there, don't they, in Greece? Isn't it euro? Or what is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. But there's been some talk about maybe they'll go back to the drachma and they'll pull out of the EU. The whole structure of the EU may be in debt. So this is really a very important thing, and that's why the market keeps talking about it and the market keeps reacting to it, because Lehman was the beginning of a very difficult period in America's history, but 3 years ago. And if the EU collapses, it's going to certainly affect them and anybody that has holdings there, and it will, like the last time, affect us again and knock us back into recession if we're not already there.
What's your advice for the stock market people this week? What's your advice?
You know, I wish I could hold it. We don't have a camera yet, right?
No, not yet.
Yeah. We hit off of the 200-day moving average, and I know that sounds very abstract, but the 200-day moving average did a good job of predicting the last two market collapses, and we touched it. We just touched it, so I want to see what it does. If we fall a little bit lower, I'm off to the sidelines.
Okay, that's Steve. Steve Ossie.
Yeah, steveossie.com.
There you go.
You can reach me there.
All right, when we come back from the news, we have Bob Cashel, Mayor Bob Cashel. I'm looking forward to that. You're with KBZZ, Reno Sparks. This is Broadview on Fox News 1270. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. The U.S. Conference of Mayors annual meeting underway in Baltimore, where the mayors are checking signals on weathering the recession.
We still don't have enough people back to work. In some of our metro economies, as an example, it's going to take 10 years before we go to the pre-recession unemployment levels.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. The mayor is proposing a resolution saying money being spent on war should be spent at home. On Monday, a group of the mayors meet with President Obama to discuss the economy. On the golf course at Joint Base Andrews, President Obama teaming up with House Speaker John Boehner to beat the combo of Vice President Biden and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Reporters invited to watch them play the first hole, but after that, the game and whatever was talked about during the game was off the record. Aides downplaying suggestions some deal-making on a variety of contentious issues might have been taking place. One source of friction between the president and Boehner has been the U.S. role in NATO's Libya campaign. And there was new information on that today.
President Obama reportedly rejected the advice of Pentagon and Justice Department lawyers when he continued supporting NATO's air war in Libya without congressional approval. The New York Times is reporting other senior administration lawyers, including the White House counsel Robert Bauer and the State Department legal advisor Harold Coe, told the president that the U.S. action did not constitute hostilities, which would have triggered the need for congressional permission under the War Powers Resolution. No comment on this yet from the White House. Sal Giancrasso, Fox News Radio.
A five-hour computer system crash at United Airlines last evening, scrambling that airline's service as flight information just vanished from airport screens, and thousands were stranded at various airports as more than 30 flights had to be canceled. Most other flights were full, and many of the strandees were just left to fend for themselves. The ripple effect expected to extend through the weekend. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hey, where can you get the completely unpredictable and somewhat questionable podcast that you simply won't want to miss?
And it's from the guys who are on Fox News Channel late at night, talking smack about today's events.
Yep, it's Red Eye with Andy Levy, Bill Schultz, and me, Greg Gutfeld, all of whom you can see at 3 a.m. Eastern, midnight West on Fox News Channel.
And now you can check out our podcast every day.
Just go to foxnewsradio.com and click on the Red Eye logo or search for Red Eye Podcast on iTunes.
The Red Eye Podcast, anytime you want it, at foxnewsradio.com or iTunes.